So just a couple of follow-up questions. This PEG PH20, can you talk a little bit more about your vision about how it works against the tumor and the tolerability toxicity ratio?
So basically, the PEG PH20 is a simple molecule. I mean, we know that there's an enzyme called hyaluronidase, which breaks down hyaluronan. Hyaluronan is a stromal component. And I personally, if I want to make it simple, I call it, it's a biological cement, which really works to stop the drugs from, it's around the tumor cells, therefore it limits the access of the active drugs to the cancer cells. It also contributes to the dense stroma we see in pancreatic cancer. It also probably contributes to the hypovascularity, which is another way of limiting drugs to go into the tumor cells. The hyaluronidase is an enzyme that simply breaks down the hyaluronan. It digests it. But if you give it to people IV, enzyme will be cleared within seconds, and therefore you have to formulate it, and this is the pegylated form, which is the drug. And when you give it with chemotherapy, there is evidence, preclinical evidence, that it improves the delivery of the drugs to the cancer cells, and there are two very good papers on that. So that led to the clinical trial. Now, unfortunately, one of the side effects that showed up in the clinical trial earlier on was increasing the frequency of venous thromboembolic events. Well, those patients have more of that, we know, pancreatic cancer, but it was further significantly increased. And a way to mitigate that, you add a low molecular heparin, which showed if you do that, then you can bring the risk pretty much close to baseline. So that was the side effect which was really unique about this class of agents.
Any speculation about why you see this thrombotic complications?
At this time, no one really has come up with a good explanation for it, no.